call the January 20th Common Council meeting to order. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mayor Olson.
Here.
Alderman Dandrea.
Here.
Alderman Mayor.
Here.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Excused.
Alderwoman Evans.
Here.
Alderman Schmidt.
Present.
Alderwoman Mayor.
Here.
We have a quorum. Please rise and join in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We have a properly noticed meeting and a quorum, so I will open with item B1, citizens' comment period. Any citizen wishing to speak on any matter? Mr. Lewandowski.
Leroy Lewandowski, 8030 West Winston Way. I just want to make some comments on G3, where somebody's requesting build a dog park in Franklin. I think we should build other parks, and like I mentioned before, my neighborhood does not have a park in it, and I'm suggesting that we use Tom Kaiser's property to build a local park. I also want to comment on item 10. That ordinance, if it goes forward, will create a disaster for the people living on Fairway Circle. Instead of parking on 35th Street, they will be parking in the residential area. So I don't know if we're going to gain anything by putting signs up there. Actually, the problem is the businesses that are around that area, that's their problem. They should try to create some kind of a situation so this doesn't become a issue parking in that area. It's their responsibility first before the city gets at it. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Lewandowski. Anyone else wishing to speak? Anyone else? Seeing no one rising and jumping up and down, I will close the citizen comment period. Item C, approval of the minutes of January 6th. Any additions or corrections?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. We have no hearings tonight. Item E, organizational businesses, appointments. Edward Konopka to Waste Facilities Monitoring Committee, Alderwoman Mayor.
Move to approve.
Second.
Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Alderman Dandrea.
Aye.
Alderman Mayor.
Aye.
Alderwoman Evans.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderwoman Mayor.
Aye.
The vote is 5-0. Motion carries. Alderwoman Mayor.
I just wondered if that the website can be updated because, thank you.
Sure. Item E2, Vance Warner to the Architectural Board. He's been on for a million years. Mr. Alderman Mayor.
Move to approve.
Second.
Madam Clerk.
Alderwoman Mayor.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderwoman Evans.
Aye.
Alderman Mayor.
Aye.
Alderman Dandrea.
Aye.
Vote is 5-0. The motion carries. Dave Szczynski, to the Architectural Board. He was an alternate member and now appointing him as a permanent member. Alderman Mayor.
Move to approve.
Second.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman Dandrea.
Aye.
Alderman Mayor.
Aye.
Alderwoman Evans.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderwoman Mayor.
Aye.
Motion passes 5-0. Mark Arndt also was an alternate member now to be a permanent. Wants it.
Move to approve.
Second.
Madam Clerk.
Alderwoman Mayor.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderwoman Evans.
Aye.
Alderman Mayor.
Aye.
Alderman Dandrea.
Aye.
There is now openings for two alternate members on the Architectural Review Board, so if you've got any constituents who are architecturally minded, we'll take the names. Alderman Mayor.
Do the alternates take part in the meetings? Are they in the meetings with just not voting members, or does that mean alternate?
They take part, but they're not voting. There's a statutory requirement, as I recall.
Ordinance.
There's an ordinance requirement that requires a certain number of unanimous votes, right?
I believe they serve when one of the regular members.
Okay. Do we have any other openings that you can, you know about?
We do, but I don't have the list handy.
Okay, would that be possible to get that list?
Sure. It's your list as much as it is mine. Item G1, resolution imposing conditions and restrictions on a special use for an auto body shop business located at 9760 South 60th Street. That's the Valenti's Classic Cars. You did see an article in the Milwaukee Journal about this.
Move to approve.
I'll second it.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. That is a great story. They moved here from Raymond, and they're in the business park. Now they've got a second location, and they're doing great. Item G2, resolution authorizing certain officials to accept a conservation easement for and part of the review and approval of special use and site plan for a property located at 10001 West St. Martin's Road. Joel?
Good evening. This was one of the conditions for the Academy of Performing Arts. That project had been approved a month or two ago. It's a redevelopment of that existing building. They tore it down to its frame and are rebuilding it. So this was one of the conditions that they do a conservation easement. Staff has some technical issues that we want resolved, and that's reflected in the motion. And just in case there's any issues that the city attorney might see from the template standpoint, that's wording is involved there as well. So staff would be recommending approval. The project had been previously approved by the council.
Alderman Mayor.
Move to approve.
Second.
Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G3, citizens request to locate, design, and build a dog park. This is information only, or any action the council wants to take. I will say that I did meet with John Dargle from County Parks. They are interested in putting a dog park on this side of town. I'm sorry, on this side of the county, not necessarily here. He said he'd work on it. It needs follow-up, but he said he'd work on it. So action by the council, questions.
Do we make a motion just to file that?
Sure.
Can I make a motion to file?
Second.
Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Classified Parks Commission for amendments to the Comprehensive Outdoor Recreation Plan 2030. Mr. Debo.
This includes a number of related items. The motion from the last council meeting referred in general to three other corp changes. Those corp changes would be the potential dog park, potential tennis courts, potential trail in or around the vicinity of St. Martin's, and a discussion, not part of the motion, but a discussion at the council meeting at that same time about some technical changes. So all of that's reflected in that common council action sheet. We do talk about the tennis courts. The Parks Commission did discuss all of those items, not only at their last meeting on January 12th, but most of these items go back a little bit further than that. In regards to the tennis courts, the Parks Commission did recommend support of a change to the Comprehensive Outdoor Recreation Plan to add more tennis courts to the plan, and in their, not in their motion, but in their discussion, directed staff to look at the Southwest Park for the location of those extra tennis courts. So there is a motion from the Parks Commission recommending to the Common Council, have the Common Council direct staff to prepare the ordinance, the resolutions, to prepare an amendment to the plan, both the park plan and should be the comprehensive master plan as well, in regards to the tennis courts in particular. They also had a motion about incorporating the changes to the pedestrian trail of the St. Martin's Road area. That would be accomplished under that same motion if the council wishes to make it, to direct staff to prepare the resolutions and ordinances. And that the edit changes that were proposed or suggested by the two older persons at the last common council meeting, that was also in the motion from the Parks Commission at their last meeting. So there'd be potentially three major changes, technical changes, the tennis courts and the trail in the St. Martin's Road area. And then the only other thing I could mention is that there had been an earlier motion earlier that evening at the Parks Commission about looking into the tennis courts in more detail in terms of costs and maintenance. And they tabled that. But staff would assume that if there was going to be a recommendation to try to incorporate tennis courts into the park plan, we would do what we normally do. We would have cost estimates, so there could be estimates for impact fees. So we would have to do that. Again, the process that if the Common Council makes a motion similar to this to direct staff to prepare that stuff, the process would go back to the Parks Commission. Staff would prepare all these in draft for the Parks Commission to recommend, then to the Plan Commission, then to the Council. There'd have to be a public hearing. That public hearing process will take about a month. So it probably wouldn't come back to the Common Council for about 2 months. And then, as I mentioned before, if anything else comes up within that time frame that we can include, we would try to. I know that Alderwoman Evans had noted an additional change that she wanted included. If anything comes late, we will include it. We'll just have a special note saying that it came late so that we're not trying to slip anything in. But if Alderwoman Evans wants to specifically note her further idea for a change, that could be done tonight, and then I wouldn't have to make a special note in the draft park plan changes.
The motion here by the Parks Commission contemplates use of the Southwest Park. Are there any plans for the Southwest Park? Do we have any land? Have we spent any money? Are we going to spend any money?
Nope. First, it only shows up in the park plan in the most recent edition of the park plan. It's not something that's been carried over from update to update to update. It's showed up the last time that we did the comprehensive update. We did try to identify to the best of our ability at that time what could go down there and what those costs might be, but those were very preliminary estimates. And because it was envisioned to be a community-wide park, those cost estimates are very high. The only other thing I can mention is there is land available for sale in that area.
You got to do your job, Joel. It's okay. They can turn red, too.
Joel. It's in the plan, but it's my understanding there's no money set aside for it. It's only in the plan. And no action in terms of, you know, the older person in the district talking to the adjacent property owners for interest. No neighborhood group asking for that, which is not uncommon for some of these parks or park facilities, such as the tennis courts or the dog park. But it's in the plan. No money set aside for it. There may be land for sale in that area, and it would be a long shot to even guess when something like that could happen. So if the council was supportive of putting any of these facilities in that Southwest Park, I would want to caution that we have no idea when that park could come to fruition and those facilities could be built.
Just so the council knows, I bring that up because I see Mr. Bartles here. He asked for this along with a group of citizens. It's important that they know that there's no timetable if it goes down that path. Alderwoman Evans.
Yes, regarding the additional Franklin Public School changes that were inadvertently left out on this. They would be on page 63, which is chapter 4. And the first one is adding the line under where it says one baseball diamond. It would be just like that line, except it would exactly like the line, except it would say one softball diamond with the exact description. Because the high school now has a softball diamond. So again, it's page 63
Well, 63 of the packet.
Of the packet, yeah.
You good with that, Joel?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and then the one other change would be page 66 of the packet. And I was supposed to strike the paragraph that references County Park Site 64, which is under, at the top of the page, it lists the amenities at Ben Franklin School. And then it says facilities and amenities on the property, formerly known as County Park Site 64. So that little paragraph there with three bullet points gets struck out of there because Ben Franklin owns that property now. And you'll see in the back of the packet, they have the forest. That's part of this now.
You've got lots of red tabs over there. I'm not sure I'm calling on you.
Oh, I divide my packet. So those are the two changes that were left out.
You okay, Joel?
Yes.
Alderwoman Mayer.
Do you know if discussions took place with the school district regarding the tennis court involvement that they would have?
They did have the superintendent at the Parks Commission meeting. They did have the superintendent at the Parks Commission meeting at their January 12th meeting. And if I recall correctly, Orne was at that meeting. The school district is saying they have no plans for tennis courts, no money set aside, and no area set aside for tennis courts. If there's other things they could do, like write a letter of support for a grant or something like that, that might be something they might be able to do.
That's something they would be able to do?
Might be able to do. I don't know if they promised, but they might be able to do that.
So it's my understanding that the school district is saying that they don't have any land for, I guess maybe just the tennis courts is what I've heard. But they either don't have the land, they can't purchase land, they can't make this a plan.
I wouldn't know. I don't know how far their facilities planning is going or what stage it's at. You know, those possibilities could theoretically be addressed in the facilities plan, long-range planning. I know they do that. I don't know where they are. Based on the summary that Orrin gave me, it didn't sound like that kind of discussion came up. My impression was it's just talking about currently, do they have anything currently money-wise, land-wise, or in the plans-wise.
Okay. And then what kind of facilities are needed if you had, you know, just tennis courts on parkland? What kind of facilities would be needed?
You would try to have it located next to a partially developed park already, so you could share a restroom, share a parking lot, those kinds of things. That would reduce the cost and increase the possibility of something being able to be built. Again, like the Southwest Park, if we wanted to do tennis courts down there, then you'd have to think bigger picture, restrooms, parking lots, all that kind of stuff, as well as the tennis courts. So that's why it's not uncommon that communities try to locate some of their park facilities at school grounds, because they have some of those parking lots and restrooms that can be shared sometimes. But the school district would know better than we would whether there's a capacity at any of their sites, and they're saying that there isn't. At least currently isn't.
Okay.
The approach I've taken to this is I personally feel we're on the short end of the stick in terms of countywide park facilities. There are county parks that are leased to the school district that are adjacent to schools that would make it, in my view, a convenient and good spot for tennis courts. But the dollars come after we find a place. And if we can get the place from the county, then we can go to the next step is, okay, county, you got to participate in this too. So taking it one step at a time, but my view is we find the place first and then work on the dollars. Because Alderwoman Evans, who's president of the school board, has already said they don't have any money. And I do understand that the citizens group has met with the superintendent on this, and I've met with the county parks, John Darby.
So So with the recommendation from the Parks Commission being at the Southwest Park, which technically doesn't exist and may never exist, how do you reconcile that with, you know, the people who want to see something and a parks recommendation saying, yeah, we'll put it somewhere that doesn't really exist right now?
There you go.
It's a balancing act. On one hand, you look for factors that can come together and help a recommendation along. So there is an existing recommendation for a Southwest Park, no money set aside for it, potentially a long-range vision, but if things could happen that would bring that to happen sooner, that's sometimes what you try to do. So if there's enough interest in a variety of facilities, they might all make sense at this one location. That might make the Southwest Park a reality sooner rather than later. That's on one side of the equation. On the other side of the equation, you have to balance other available spots, the priority for establishing that recreational facility. Kayla's Crew, for instance, somebody could have proposed putting Kayla's Crew at the Southwest Park. But obviously, clearly from the council, that was a very high priority. There was no way you could get a Kayla's Crew done in the time frame of acquiring land for a brand new park. It isn't that clear yet. The priority level for the tennis courts or the dog park, so it might still be acceptable at a Southwest Park. So you balance all those factors, and then certain things like the Parks Commission would probably be reluctant to try to propose a facility like this at the school site or at a county site without knowing more information about those possibilities. And it sounds like they don't have that information and staff didn't have that information either at the time. So if we know if there's an opportunity, so for instance, possibly now the county might be looking at could they fit a dog park in one of their parks. That's information we can now relay to the Parks Commission and they could factor that in the next time that issue comes up. But at this point in time, we're not aware of any opportunities at the county parks facilities, and so the Parks Commission probably isn't either. So you weigh all those factors, and I'm assuming that's what they did, and that's where their recommendation came from. They know what's in the plan right now. They don't know what the county can do. They don't know what the school district can do, but they do know what's in the current park plan. So based on what they did know, that's probably why they picked the Southwest.
So with whatever we do tonight, I mean, that's something that can change.
Oh, yes.
Later.
All we're doing is now we're starting the formal process, formal recommendation from the Parks Commission, formal recommendation from the Planning Commission, public input at those meetings, a public hearing at the council, and then the council decision. So hopefully we'll be gathering enough information at those times, because those steps still are just to put it in the park plan. It has nothing to do with the money yet. Money still is not there. Those will have to be another set of decisions, you know, possibly at the next budget or maybe even farther down the road. But collecting that information having that process allows us to collect more information. How many citizens speak on this issue and how strongly do they feel? You know, would some other ideas and opportunities or locations come up during this process? We will collect that information, and it's possible that we may have more than one possibility when it gets to the Common Council. It's early enough in the process that if something major changes, we can still go back and then, you know, revisit this idea as well, either during the process or after the council makes a decision.
Alderman Mayor.
So let me make sure I understand this correctly. The Southwest Park doesn't exist, but that's what the recommendation is from the Park Commission for the future.
Only exists on paper in the park plan.
Okay. They're not completely done with investigating the idea, or are they? Is that the recommendation, and do we just move on then with that?
All of these, they're not done. They have their best recommendation at that time back in 2010, 2011. So that park, the proposed Southwest Park, has what the Parks Commission, thought was possible at that time, their best guess.
So
that things could change.
Okay. So what do we tell the people that are looking for the tennis courts? Do we tell them that when the Southwest Park becomes a reality, then we can think about tennis courts there, or are we still investigating other locations?
Until, yes, that's the answer to give them, until the very final end of the parks plan process. If you felt, council felt more strongly, they could add more work.
Okay, in the meantime, we're still checking.
How about the mayor answer that question? The citizens group and I are working at the county level. Frankly, because my personal belief is that they're the better solution, because they have the land, and it's in proximity to some of the schools, where the school district, who will be a beneficiary of the facility, would be in close proximity. So it's going to happen up here for a while before the Parks Commission gets.
Okay, so the bottom line is we're still working on it. We're not just putting it off until this magic park comes out somewhere.
Yeah, we didn't table it indefinitely, yes, which is really what this is.
Okay.
And I had an email conversation with Dave's partner this morning. So.
Okay, thank you.
So we'll all continue to work on it.
So in the Southwest Park, is there room for a stadium there?
Lots.
The park would be big. Only room if everything was removed.
Okay, any other action in regards to this item? And I'm going to cut this off real quick.
Any other?
Okay, item G5, Milwaukee County Community Development Draft. And
oh, we didn't take action.
We don't need to do anything, do we?
I'd like to make a motion.
Oh, okay, make a motion.
Motion to direct staff to prepare the appropriate resolutions and ordinance to amend the Comprehensive Outdoor Recreation Plan 2030 and to schedule the ordinance for public hearing before the Common Council.
Second.
Support for that, and then I've got a question. Is there a second?
It's a second.
Okay, Susanna. Question. Do you want this to be drafted and then go to public hearing before you've seen the draft? You're going to start talking about a Southwest park and tennis courts. Dave Bartles will fill this room. I'm just saying. It's up to you guys then. Mr. City Attorney.
What I was going to say earlier is perhaps you take this motion and add, together with the staff, planning staff's Department of City of Development, City Development Department, recommendations as to alternative proposals for the development of the tennis courts. So it opens the door.
Is that part of your motion?
Yeah, I'll amend my motion.
And a second?
A second to amend the motion.
Smart. Sandy, get that?
Yes.
Okay, any other discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor of the amended motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. G5, Community Development Block Grant, Draft Action Plan. It's an action plan.
This is an informational item only, just to let you know that the county is moving forward with the proposals that they have, which included all of the items that we did submit for the year. And they are taking comments, so we bring this to your attention in the event that any of you or any citizen wishes to provide the county with comment on their annual action plan.
Thank you. Item G6.
I have a question.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Alderman Mayor. Please go
ahead. So if people had comments on that, this is, I guess I don't really understand.
It's just an extra step that the federal government requires them to do. Citizens have already had ample opportunity. We seek input on what the projects would be. Then we put through action where you tell us to do it. Then the County Finance Committee holds hearings on and a meeting on each one of them. And then when they get through their whole process, the county boards then said, yep, this is what we're going to do for it. This is our action plan. And then the I believe HUD requires them to then hold a hearing on this resolution. And so they let us know that here's the action plan, here's the final result. So we're simply making everyone aware that the things that we submitted did get included in the action plan, and that the county is taking comment on their action plan.
To possibly approve each one of these? Yeah.
They've already approved it. It's then to approve the final document that they submit to HUD that incorporates what the recommendations that they've approved.
Alderwoman Evans.
Mr. Liberta, do you have any information on how these funds are used for a farmer's market, such as in South Milwaukee? Or I did see in the past they've been used towards a park in Greenfield. Do you have any information on that at all? How they would be used? I couldn't find it myself for a farmer's market.
Send me an email. I'll talk to Mayor Brooks. Or you can call Mayor Brooks.
Yeah, I can find out from the CDBG administrator for the county very easily in what classification of the federal regs it would fall into, because they have a very thick guidebook that says it has to fall into one of these three things, has to meet one of these. And so if I could see how a park might, I'm not sure exactly how the farmer's market would. They may have just been able to use a small part of the funds to help make a farmer's market more handicapped accessible, or to put one in a specifically low-income area as designated by census tracts or something. I can find out.
All right, thank you.
I didn't want to jump on his back. Anyone else? Okay, motion to place on file.
So we
don't need that.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Carries. Item G6, a resolution supporting the League of Wisconsin, it's easy for me to say, Wisconsin Municipalities Partnership for Prosperity, an agenda for a competitive 21st century Wisconsin. The net on all of this is the league. We use the League of Municipalities as our lobbyist. They generally believe the way we as a common council would believe, in support of cities and towns. At your places, there's their legislative agenda for this year. This document is a resolution to give to the state legislature in support of that document.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. And on that item, if there's something you hear that the legislature might be up to that you want us to look into quickly, call me. I'm on member of their rapid action team. But they've got a team that will immediately take up these items. So if you hear something that we don't, so anyway. Okay, item G7, a resolution authorizing officials to purchase and install a pedestrian bridge across Legend Creek. This is a holdover from December. Mr. City Engineer.
As you recall, we came to you last meeting and talked about a bridge that was having some structural issues. And so in emergency repair, we got a quote for about $45,000. We were looking to replace it. He recommended that we go back and actually get quotes. We did that. There on your analysis, you see that we did obtain some quotes in the neighborhood that we had before. Talking with the different structural folks and realizing what was going on at the bridge, the condo associations do a lot of salting on the pathways. And so talking with Jerry, we decided that maybe it'd be best to maybe not go back to a full steel bridge. So we talked pros and cons, and what we're proposing is a predominantly wooden bridge. We took this before Board of Works, had a lengthy discussion on pros and cons of wood versus steel. And we're proposing that we do save a lot of money by going with a wooden bridge, $22,600 from custom manufacturing. And we think this is the best fit for the situation.
I noted in the bids, all of them but this one were 60 foot in length, and this one's 64.
Yeah, we can make it work.
And across that bridge many times. It needs to be fixed. Mr. Alderman Schmidt.
Yes, we did review this considerably at the last Public Works meeting last week, and after discussions, I think this was what we came to the belief was the best option for this. So I would recommend approving this motion.
So you're moving to approve?
Yes.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Okay. Discussion, Alderwoman Evans.
I was also at that meeting, and I was pleased to hear that portions of this bridge could be replaced if, you know, in sections if they had to be in the future. So that,
yes,
that was good to hear. And I'm glad it's a wooden bridge. So yeah, I'm in favor of this also.
And there's a money issue, Mr. Ratzenberg.
Mr. Mayor, the draft council action sheet under the fiscal note indicated an appropriation of the 2014 capital outlay fund. That would require a budget amendment if the council chose to do that. However, there is sufficient contingency appropriation in the 2015 capital outlay budget, and this would be an allocation of that existing appropriation and only require a simple majority on the part of the council's action.
Is the maker of the motion's understanding that this is from 2015 contingency?
Yes.
And the second?
I thought we gave that to Mr. Dandrian.
We did.
Alderman Dandrian.
You say yes.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, the second, yes.
Well, everybody say yes.
I guess how they're giving it to me. I did have questions regarding...
Alderman Dandrian.
I did have questions of why we're going to use 2015 funds, and why wouldn't we then have a secondary motion to transfer funds from the fund balance that we... Because when we talked about this last year, I thought we were under the impression we were trying to put this through quickly because of the urgency of replacing this, and we were going to use the monies from last year. And now all of a sudden, we want to use the appropriation from 2015. So, Mark.
You have to use a valid appropriation, and no 2014 appropriations continue to be valid unless a full encumbrance by accounting standards is in place for it. And then we bring through a budget modification to appropriate those encumbered items in 2015. So what we will do at the time we bring that forward, the budget modification to bring encumbrances forward, we'll incorporate a modification that then pulls those 14 funds where they fell in the bottom line, bring them back up, and reinstate your contingency for the full 2015 so that you face this year with the full contingency you had planned. And if it passes in that budget modification at that time, then you'll be back to the $50,000 for this year, and you would have effectively used last year's money, which fell into the bank account. If it doesn't pass, then you still had a valid action tonight because you're using an existing, current, and valid appropriation.
Okay, but that secondary step will be...
I anticipated already doing that because it's, from a fiscal management standpoint, recognizing what you're looking to do, in the first month of the year, it doesn't put us in a good position to react, having used half of the contingency. So
okay.
I would have brought that back anyway.
Okay. Well, please do.
We will.
Okay. Okay. I'm fine with it then.
Motion made and seconded to replace the bridge using 2015 dollars. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G8. Resolution to sign local county agreement for highway improvement with Milwaukee County for South North Cape Road and baptism by fire, Mr. City Engineer.
You probably know better than I. This project has been in discussion for well over a year. Skip to the what's important. You can obviously ask any questions, but the time has come to build the project, and the plans are completed. The project has been actually awarded to a contractor. The portion for the city for phase one regarding the tree issue, that we're saving 6 oak trees with a 30-inch pipe, $18,745. There is also some water issues and sewer issues that we're having to accommodate the road. We're having their contractor do that. That has been discussed previously at the water board. $18,285 for the water utility. Sewer utility, $19,830. $37.50. Additional engineering will cover a lot of the additional engineering that the county had to do on our request of various looking at different options this past year. Total $76,867.50. So again, the $18,000 and the $19,000 will come out of the water and sewer departments respectively. The remaining will come out of the general fund.
Alderman Evans and Alderman Mayer.
Can I ask you why we do not put trees in a right-of-way?
Why we do not put trees in a right-of-way? Well, we do put trees in right-of-way all over the city. We generally put one per lot, residential lot, in subdivisions. There are trees that are quite honestly in the way of road improvements, and that's why they're having to take out several trees to make this work. Does that answer your question?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, it's Alderman Mayer and then Alderwoman Mayer.
All of these things would have had to be done if the county would have replaced the road regardless of the jurisdictional transfer, correct?
Correct.
So why in the world are we paying for them?
Well, as I understand, well, obviously the sewer and water, because we are, we'll have to, just like we're doing with the state and the county and other locations, we're in there right away. They have to make improvements. We have to raise manhole lids, and we could do it with our forces or we could pay their contractor to do it. In this case, we've elected to have their contractor do it. So that's fiscal items 2 and 3. The additional engineering, number 4, is because we've asked them to change their mind several times on locations. We said we wanted to save some trees, and they would make the design, then we would change our mind and say, well, that's too expensive, let's go back the other way. So they did go through a series of engineering processes that was above and beyond their project. Number one, the tree issues, because we asked them to save some trees in the right-of-way. There are some very nice oak trees that are probably the most significant trees in the right-of-way that we feel like we can save. There's lots of trees we could save in the right-of-way, but these are the trees that we think are very nice trees and we'd hate to see go. So if the intent was to save as many the specimen trees as possible, these are the ones we would recommend.
Thank you. That's a good answer, and I know this is not coming from you, this is coming from the county, and I can maybe understand the additional engineering that we've asked them for, and I can maybe understand saving the trees that they weren't planning on, but the other things, the utility and water, it seems to me they should have had to do if they did the road. Those don't seem like anything extra. I don't understand why we're paying for that. I think we should send them a bill.
Well, we would have to, because we are a utility in their right-of-way, we have to make adjustments for their road improvements.
When the electric lines had to be moved, who paid for that?
If the electric lines are in the way, they would typically have to do that. When, as an example, the 27th Street, when we're asking them to bury,
that's different.
The different project. So if we're asking them to do something above and beyond, then we have
yeah,
to pay
for
that. Yeah,
but on North Cape, didn't they have to move lines also?
I'm not sure.
I thought that was part of the holdup, that they had to move other things. All right, thank you.
Your question revolves around what Milwaukee's going through with the streetcar thing. And if Milwaukee gets their way, then we wouldn't have to pay these. Oh, wait a minute.
And we'll have a streetcar?
And we'll have a streetcar, yeah. Well, anyway. So it's a fair question. Anyone?
If I could address that. We were at the pre-construction conference with the county, and cable TV and electric utility was there, and to my understanding, they were actually planning to move that at their own forces and their own design and own payment. So
they all pay for their own?
Yes.
Okay. All right, thanks.
Alderman Evans, then Alderman D'Andrea. Oh, I'm sorry, it's Alderman Mayer.
As far as the trees, we had agreed to save a number of trees.
Yes.
For an amount. I don't exactly remember the amount. Are those the trees that we're talking about? But they can't save all of them?
These trees are part of those initial trees that were looked at. If you recall your initial council action last year, the idea was to save 21 trees. That was done, and I had to do a lot of research on what was done beforehand, but that was done before the designs were complete, before we knew how much it was going to cost to save those trees. And when all was said and done, some of the trees couldn't be saved. because of some clearance issues. Some of the trees had, matter of fact, an owner cut one of them down. So when all was said and done, and they tried to save as many trees as they could, and our budget was in the neighborhood of $150,000, which was three times your budget. So we worked with the county to try to get it down to within your budget, and these are the trees that were most significant.
What was that original? Was it 50,000 or something like that?
Your action was 50,000 to save 21 trees, yes.
And so now it's 18 to save 6?
Yes. But the initial was to save, actually, initially, yeah, $50,000 budget was included a $20,000 engineering fee that you see here. So So really it was about 30,000 to save 21. Now we're 18 to save 6. And the prices, and as I told some folks, if I were sitting in Jack's shoes, I would have said the very same thing. We estimated roughly $40 a foot for pipe, and the bid that came in was $96. So that's a big part of the estimate. That was an estimate in the beginning. Now it's firm numbers.
Alderman Dandridge.
She stole my question, so they're answered.
Alderman Evans.
I'm trying to look for my email, but didn't, if you add in the additional charges down here, isn't it more like 48,000 now to save?
Yeah,
the tree, 6 trees?
It's the 18 plus the 20, yes. The 20,000 for the additional engineering that we had to pay for it to,
so it's not,
go back and forth.
It's not just 18,000. So I can't, you know, it was hard to spend 50,000 on 21 trees, and I can't support this much money for six trees?
38%.
Yeah. Trees that really don't belong there. And I mean, I want this to move along, but I'm not going to support that. Not with the trees.
Alderwoman Mayor, then Alderman Mayor.
The money's already been spent, though, correct? I mean, most of that money is just in engineering fees.
The county has spent the engineering fees, yes. They've spent, matter of fact, they gave me a breakdown today and they've spent more than $20,000. The other fees have not been spent, but they have a contractor who's bid the project and ready to put them in, so we'd have to have a contract change order.
Okay.
Alderman Mayor.
What does it mean to save the tree? Does that mean you're bypassing it? Does that mean you alter the plan? Does that mean you
We're extending some pipe past the trees so we don't have to do any digging and sloping back up around the trees.
Okay. And it is the accommodations, is it going to work for the tree, or is the tree going to be damaged anyway and die in a few years because of the damage?
In fact, that was some of the 21 trees. They had pipe going past some trees, and we had our arborist look at it. And he said, you know, you're going to be hurting the tree anyway if you take the pipe past the tree, so you're going to kill the trees anyway. So we elected to take the pipe out and hadn't redesigned it without the pipe.
Okay, thanks.
Alderwoman Evans?
If we weren't putting this piping in for the trees, the piping is being put in for the trees, correct, to save
yes.
the trees. How often does this piping have to be replaced?
It's corrugated metal. It depends on maintenance. County maintains it. Probably need to be replaced quicker than if we maintain it.
We're going to maintain it
if, when we take this road over. So useful pipe life is 30, 40, 50 years, depending on how well it's maintained and other conditions.
Thank you.
Is there a motion? Motion regarding this matter? Alderman Mayor.
I move to approve.
I'll second.
Second.
Discussion.
Let Dan do it. It's his area.
Only Mark duties.
It's the mayor. Mayor show. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed?
No.
Please call the roll now.
Alderman
D'Andrea.
Aye.
Alderman Mayor.
Aye.
Alderman Evans.
No.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman Mayor.
Aye.
Motion passes on a vote of 4-1. Item G9, request for authorization for the engineering department to advertise for the 2015 road program. Any discussion on this? Is there a motion?
So
I'll move to authorize the engineering staff to advertise for bids for the 2015 local street improvement program with inclusion of Brunnen Drive sidewalks in the bid specifications.
Seconded by Alderman Dandrea. Alderman Dandrea and I are going to have a conversation regarding Forest Meadows at some point. All those in, any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. That, by the way, continues the tradition at this common council for as long as I can remember, where there is no political infighting on this road program. That's what the recommendation is. That's the way it should be. Item G10, an ordinance to prohibit parking on both sides of 35th Street from Fairway Circle to Ryan Road. Alderman Mayor. Alderman Nevin, sorry.
Move to approve.
I'll second.
Discussion?
Discussion.
Alderman Mayor, then Alderman Evans.
Could we do something like we did for the folks on 35th Street north of Drexel, where we posted during the daytime hours or something like that instead of all the time? Would that serve the purpose or no?
Alderman Evans.
Excuse me, I don't believe it would serve the purpose because there are functions that go on at the Dance Academy at night.
Okay.
And at the church at night. And the road, well, city engineer could probably speak to this. The road is, it's got a median in it. That's correct, isn't it? It's a very tight squeeze in there when the cars are parked there. And to address the comment made during citizen comment, from talking to some of the citizens in that area, I think they, and I'm just speaking from what I've heard, it'd be a preference to have some parking in their residential area rather than on the street. If it had, you know, we know people are going to park where they want to. We know because of down near Northwestern Mutual right now, people park where they want to park when they're pushed off to the side, but it is a safety issue right there for seeing around the cars in that area. So.
Okay.
This appears to be a safety issue, not a neighborhood issue.
Okay.
Any other discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G11, resolution requesting Wisconsin Department of Transportation to incorporate sanitary and sewer and water main relocation adjustments in their 27th Street corridor reconstruction contract. Mr. City Engineer.
And again, this is a situation where we have our utilities and somebody else's right of way. They are doing a road project, and we have elected, with, as I understand, extensive conversations at Board of Water last year, whether it's more advantageous for us to have our contractor do it or have their contractor do it. The state's getting ready to work on 27th Street, and so we would like for their contractor to do move our utilities and be responsible for road maintenance during the work and traffic control and road settling, all those other issues that go along with doing this. So we're in favor of this, this action.
I knew Paul would want something. Mr. Ratzenberg.
Mr. Mayor, the council action document in the finance description indicates that costs will pass through TIDS number 5 and number 3. Actually, there is no TID number 5, and it'll only be passing through TID number 3, and that is a highly probable situation. We're waiting for our financial advisor, Ellers, to comment in writing on pushing this through TID number 3. But it's highly probable that that's what will happen.
Alderman Mayor.
If it was not recommended by Ellers to do that, what would be the option?
If these costs are determined to be non-TID eligible, then we would need to come up with an appropriation, which we don't currently have in our budgets.
When does the recommendation from Ellers come back?
That was requested a few days ago. I would expect to see that within the next week or so, before the next council meeting.
Okay.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
I don't think we had a motion.
Did Is there a motion regarding this matter?
I'll make the motion.
To
adopt the resolution. Oh, do you want me to read it?
No, just say motion to adopt.
Motion to adopt the resolution.
Because when you say, I'll make a motion. Okay. And we're seconded by Alderman Mayer. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
No.
Roll call, please, Madam Clerk.
Alderwoman Mayer.
No.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderwoman Evans.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Dandria.
Aye.
Thank you. Motion passes 4-1. Item G12, Senior Citizens Travel Update. Motion to authorize Shirley to give it to us later.
So moved.
Thank you.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
I have a comment, actually.
Alderman Mayer.
I'm sorry. The other senior program we had talked during budget period, I think, Mr. Liberta, that they would come and give a presentation also. Can they come at the same time that Shirley does next time?
I can make that request. Shirley was just unable to do the report.
It's just back at budget time, the other group is supposed to come at the same time she was, which would have been today.
Sure.
Thank you.
Item G13. Item G13, professional services agreement between the City of Franklin and Racine County for services to verify a certified soil tester and soil evaluation. This is a hot one. Who's doing this one? Mr. Liberta.
This is a contract we do every year. There's very limited use for it, but Racine County has the staff qualified to do it, and they've been very responsive, and their price is very moderate. Recommend approval.
Alderman Evans.
Why did we go to Racine? I mean, did we bid on this? You know, why Racine County?
Because from my past experience, I knew the director there. I knew they had the staff to do it. They're qualified for the one or two times a year for a $200 charge. It doesn't even make sense to train our own staff to be able to do it, and they're very responsive.
I mean, I agree it's reasonable, but I'm just
They're
20% curious.
Cheaper in Milwaukee County, that's why.
Well, that's an answer. You know, I'm wondering how...
It's a facetious answer, I'm sorry.
You know, how do we know that?
They were also doing it for, I believe, they were doing it for a couple other communities, and so I picked up on that. And since we started doing it, I believe they've picked up Oak Creek as well, because it's just something that doesn't come up very very much with the change to NR 60 something about 5 years ago. So,
thank you.
Alderman Mayer.
Why doesn't it come up very often? What exactly is the use for?
It begins to get a little technical for me from a plumbing standpoint, but it has to do with having a qualified person who can test the percolability of the land. So they're evaluating the way water moves through various holes that they dig. And so these individuals are trained in evaluating the way the water runs through so that they can determine if these private on-site waste treatment systems are appropriate in that type of soil and soil environment.
So this isn't for private land, somebody trying to build a home or something like that. It's
I believe it is.
It is.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And because we don't have many homes being built, and many homes being built in unsewer areas, we don't use it often.
Okay.
I appreciate the diligence in looking out for our budget. We're talking $400. We've already wasted that. The conversation.
It's a learning process.
Is there a motion with regard to
I'll make the motion to approve the 2015 professional services agreement between the City of Franklin and Racine County for the service to verify a certified soil tester soil and site evaluation at designated properties when needed and to authorize the director of administration to execute such agreement.
Second.
Thanks, Doug. Now we spent $500. Any other discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you very much. Thanks, Doug. I tease you, but I meant it. Item I-1, licenses. Alderman Dandrea.
The licensing committee.
I'm sorry. Excuse me. This is H-1. Sorry. For the record.
Correct.
Bingo.
Licensing committee wants to seeking the approval for the following licenses. Class B combination to Patates LLC, DBA Big Poppy's restaurant. Approved subject to the surrender of the current license issued to the current operator and subject to code compliance approval. Operator new, Luke Hartung, approved. Operator new, Amanda Jonas, approved. Operator new, Tiffany Pullman, approved. Operator new, Jessica Wood, approved. Operator new, Philip Zurowski, approved, subject to the application, subject to the correction on his application. Temporary B class, or temporary class B beer license for St. Martin's of Tours Vietnamese New Year celebration, approved. Temporary entertainment and amusement for St. Martin's of Tours Vietnamese New Year celebration approved, and the temporary Class B beer and wine St. Martin's of Tours raffle auction dinner approved.
Second.
Discussion. I've been invited to participate in the Vietnamese New Year celebration, as all of you are. If you so choose, I'll get you the information. Any discussion of the motion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries 5-0. Item I-1, you have a updated copy at your desk. Is there a motion approving net general checking account city vouchers ranges 155043 through 155201 in the amount of $1,017,186.24 dated January 7th?
So moved.
Second.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman Dandrea.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderwoman Evans.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderwoman Mayer.
Aye.
Motion carries 5-0. Is there a motion approving the net payroll dated January 9th in the amount of $383,308.49? Payment of the various payroll deductions in the amount of $221,214.70 plus city matching payments.
So moved.
Second.
Madam Clerk.
Alderwoman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderwoman Evans.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Dandrea.
Aye.
Motion carries 5-0. Is there a motion approving the net payroll dated January 23rd, estimated at $375,000, payments of various payroll deductions estimated at $378,000 plus matching payments?
So moved.
Second.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman Dandrea.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderwoman Evans.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderwoman Mayer.
Aye.
Motion carries 5-0. Is there a motion approving the property tax refunds in the ranges of 13974 through 14709 in the amount of $50 million?
Mr. Mayor, the word settlements and refunds.
$50,332,956.39. Thank you, Paul. Dated January 5th.
So moved.
Second.
Come on, folks. We can't say no. Madam Clerk.
Alderwoman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderwoman Evans.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Dandrea.
Aye.
For the record, the motion does read refunds.
Yes, Mr. Mayor, it does. Up above, when we were describing more detail, we did include the word settlement and refunds, but I should have caught that, and it should say settlements in the motion.
I'm not busting your chops. I'm just saying that's what tripped me up. Is there a motion to approve the net general checking account city vouchers 155202 through 155209 in the amount of $3,276.53 dated January 20th?
So moved.
All right, both. Second. Madam Clerk.
Alderman DeAndrea.
Aye.
Alderman Mayor.
Aye.
Alderman Evans.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman Mayor.
Aye.
Motion approved, 5-0. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.